have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Tonight. Amen. Let them know that I'm here tonight. Please tell them. Let them know that it's going down tonight. Amen. We're so elated to be here with you. I wanted to know if you guys can hear me well. Let me know if you can hear me well. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're getting ready to get started. Amen. We're getting ready to get started. And if you can hear me, check and say, I can hear you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So on tonight, God has a word with you in mind. Amen. God never gives us instructions. He always gives us a word. He gives us instructions. He gives us strategy. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, we're just going to talk. We're going to have some girl talk, some big girl talk, some men talk, and you understand. We're just going to do a little bit. We're not going to do too much. We're not going to get kicked off the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, y'all, one more time, go ahead and tag everybody that you can. You got to go on Facebook and tag them and tell them to get on this line tonight. I would definitely appreciate it. Amen. We're going to be doing some great things. Amen. And we need y'all to participate. All right. Y'all may know me, but let's get the momentum up with others. Amen. Help introduce me to people that have never heard of me before. Amen. Because when I come, I'm coming to make God even more famous than what he already is. Amen. And that should be your job as well. So tonight we thank God. Amen. For all that he has done, even on today. We thank God for getting to this portion of today. Amen. I couldn't wait to get on here, even though I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but I just couldn't wait to get on here. Amen. And so we're here now. Amen. And we're getting ready to dive into everything. We're going to try to dive into a lot of things tonight. And if we don't get to it all, you know, we can come back and pick up where we left off. So I want to go ahead and give a great big, huge shout out to Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Y'all come on, put your hands together for them, right? Glory for Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen. Her sweet mom and dad and her beautiful daughters. God has really blessed this woman. Amen. A woman of God. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of her family now. I'm a part of the family, y'all, you know. Amen. So I want you to make sure you tagging them now. Go ahead. You have a privilege. You have the privilege to tag somebody. Call them. Text them and let them know. Get on the line. Get on the line. And shoot them the phone number. They can go on by the internet. So let them know the way that they can get on and join us on tonight. So, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. For my husband, my bishop, my lover, my pal, my best friend, the father of all of our five children. I thank God, amen, for my husband, amen, of 34 and a half years. Oh, well, 33 and a half, 34. Y'all, I don't even know how many years I've been married. June the 9th, 1989. Glory to God. That's the right date. Amen. So we're grateful on tonight because you can hear about a lot of marriages and they haven't even been together a year and they already broken up. And they just get it annulled, you know. So it's just sad, amen, how people put a lot of effort and spend a lot of money getting married, jumping into a relationship that they have not even ironed the kinks out, jumping into something, and they don't really love each other. They just somebody doing it, one person doing it for the money, the next person's doing it for the sex, the next person is doing it because your family name is real big, you know, you got a big family name, you know, the notoriety, some people doing it for, you know, all kinds of things. But where is the love, right? Where is the love? So on tonight, we're getting ready to pray. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah, that your will be done on this broadcast. Lord, that those that are here right now under the sound of my voice, those that will come back by replay, bless them indeed, Lord, and bless their endeavors as they endeavor to do your will. Lord, I thank you right now that everything that they put their hands to will prosper. So tonight, God, let me be your mouthpiece. Let me speak for you, oh God. But God, give me what you want me to say to convey to your people. Lord God, we want to be able to apply it to our lives. So, Father, we thank you now for revelation, fresh revelation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ that we do pray and we say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, y'all, I'm still working on my vocals, all right? My voice is not 100%. But as long as you can hear me and understand me, I'm good with that. Amen. I'm good with that. So, you guys, I think we left off. I might have left off speaking about the new subvariant that came out in January. I want to say, I almost said Norco, my mind is somewhere else. I got to write it down and talk about it. So just know that God has all of us on his mind. We're doing a lot of different things, and a lot of people are not putting God in the equation. There are a lot of people who say that they love God and say that they consult God, but God is nowhere in it. And then when all hell breaks loose, then now you want to try to include God into something that he should have already been included in from the get-go, right? A lot of you don't include him in your marriage. Some of you, you don't include him in your day-to-day operations. Some of you, you go around, you drive every day, all day, don't ever say, Father, cover me with your blood. You never consult. The Bible says, in Proverbs, he said that when we seek him first, right? No, not when we seek him first, but yeah, when we seek him, he says, well, he wants us to acknowledge him. He says, in all of thy ways, and I will direct your path. So when we do one thing, God does another. And it's just like this. He made a promise. He said, if you would acknowledge me. But we don't. We don't want to acknowledge him. We want to give place to the chakra. We want to give place to the beads. We want to give place to the universe. We want to give, you know what I'm saying. Y'all understand. We are giving place to the New World Order, but we're not giving place to God, our Father. Amen. To Yahweh. And so so listen, y'all. Let's make sure that whatever you do, you always keep Jesus in the mix. You always have Jesus on speed dial. You make sure he is the focus point of everything that you do, that he's the push. He's the glue. Whatever area you need him in, let God be God and let your enemies be scattered. Amen. Hallelujah. So y'all got your paperback book. I'm going to give you two scriptures. I was going to do four. We might get to it. Amen. But I know two. Glory to God. Amen. All right. So we may get to... We may get to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So are y'all ready on tonight? I'm going to do the scriptures because I just want to just take you back, set the stage, if that's all right. But you cannot set the stage on tonight. Amen. We're so happy because, you know, the Lord is giving us favor with him and me. I thank God for the favor that God has given me right now. Amen. He's given me favor with man to be able to do things that I ordinarily couldn't do on my own. But because sometimes God has sent someone that sees something in you, they see your worth ethics, or they see your love for people, God's people. Amen. So I just thank God for the sisterhood. You guys are going to have to start showing up on our monthly thing that we do on Clubhouse from Ashes to Beauty. I want you guys to start showing up even the more. Amen. We used to do it every Friday, and I sure hope that we do go back to every Friday because it kept us together as sisters, people that are busy, have their own lives, doing the big things in the kingdom. People have, you know, they got the knowledge, they got everything going for themselves, you know, now, you know, but they can talk about how when things were dark and how God brought them out. So I just think that we need to start associating ourselves with a group of women of that nature. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. So I just had to get my books together. Amen. So we're going to go to the book of Deuteronomy. Let's go there really quickly first. Amen. I don't know how many of y'all on the line, but I need y'all to get these numbers up. Amen. Get them up, get them up, get them up. All right. Get them up, get them up. Glory to God. Get them up, get them up. Amen. Call them, call them, call them. You know, don't be selfish now. Amen. Because God want to speak to us all. There is a word. Tonight I'm dealing with my sisters, though. Amen. I got to deal with my sisters. Amen. Got to deal with them. Glory to God. Amen. So we love God on tonight. Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Amen. Deuteronomy, the, hallelujah. Y'all, I'm going to be reading out of two Bibles tonight, two different versions. Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter. My question is, how are you dressing? How you dressing? How you dressing? You know, trying to be proper about it, but how you dressing? How you looking? Amen. All right, Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter. If you got it, say you got it. If you're coming, come on. Amen. 22nd chapter, we're going to start at the Deuteronomy 22nd. And I'm going to start at the all right, I'm going to start because I got a couple. Let me start at the first five. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord, to thy God. Read that one more time. Amen. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord. I know y'all seeing different things. Amen. Amen. You seeing different things, with the things that people are wearing, the way that they're wearing it, you know what I mean? And it's a lot of things going on, and some women are looking like men, right, because they're wearing things that pertain to a man. And sometimes, you know, they're changing their genders. I mean, their sex, yeah, trans, their training, and all. It's just so many different things going on. But tonight, we're going to deal with just a little bit. Amen. Let's go to the next one. We're going to go to, let me go right here real quick. Let's go to First Peter. And then I'm going to open it up. I'm going to open up this dialogue to, I got one of my spiritual sons on tonight. Amen. And, right now, he's in New Mexico, and so we're going to talk just a little bit about him. I'm going to ask him a few questions. Amen. Let's go to First Peter. This is our Bible study night. Amen. Glory to God, and we prophesy at the end. First Peter, the third chapter. I'm going to begin at the, I'm going to start at the first, the third chapter, first verse. Reads, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives. Two, while they behold your chaste conversations coupled with fear. Three, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold and or of putting of on of apparel. Amen. But then verse 4 reads, but let it be hidden, the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Amen. And then it says, after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Right? Glory to God. All right. So we're still talking about, oh, what you wearing? What you got on? How's your clothing? How's your dressing? All right, we're going to Timothy. Let's go to Timothy, and that's where we're going to stop. And we're going to go ahead with the dialogue. Amen. Glory to God. Now, y'all, I hope y'all got y'all paperback Bible. Amen. Come on, don't come over here if you ain't got the paperback Bible. I know you can get it up on your computers, your phones, or whatever, But it's just a blessing to be able to have the paperback Bible. First Timothy. Amen. First Timothy. Let's go to the I've just been reading. I'm just gonna go start right here. First Timothy, the second chapter. And I'm gonna start at verse 8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner, verse 9, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided, broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. So listen, as we have read tonight, you do see that it is important that we have a certain dress attire when we are representing the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I know some of you say, well, I don't want to, I don't think it takes all of that. You know, maybe that's you. But I believe that God wants us to look of modest apparel. And so modest apparel would be somewhat of a dress, right, for women. All right, you see where in Deuteronomy was telling you that women should not, you know, put on anything of a man, right? And if they do, they are an abomination. And we understand that this country, amen, is ruled by Sodom and Gomorrah. We understand that our government is ruled by Sodom and Gomorrah. We understand that the industry is ruled by Sodom and Gomorrah and the Illuminati. We understand, amen, we understand this. So we see people in the world because there is a new world order. We see people in the world, and the first thing we do, we are looking at their attire, and especially when they say they represent God, and now that they got all the tats, they got the piercings that they have. And don't listen, make no mistakes about it. The piercing, the tats, those people are coming in, and they are full of fire. They are full of the anointing of God. They walking in a place with God like they have never walked before. And they bringing it. You understand? Oftentimes we want to look at them and say, well, we don't want that in our church. But see, now you're acting like you know, what we call religious people, right? That self-righteous spirit. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you, they are some of the most anointed people, those that's on the street. The ones who hadn't even been in the church yet, they are anointed to do what God has called them to do. Amen. And so we're going to talk about tonight. I'm going to go ahead and close the book on certain parts, but we're going to talk about it tonight. Like even in Timothy, you know, I'm just going to go back just a brief minute when, you know, I was talking about, since prayer is at the bottom of this. What I mostly want mostly is for men to pray. God is calling men back to prayer. My prayer line every day, we pray for the male seed. I told y'all the system that the enemy has planted for our African-American seed from the way, way, way back. And that is by the age of, if you don't believe it, just watch the statistics. If you don't believe it, just go read and begin to go look it up for yourself. From the ages of 8 years old to 21, the system has been set up that our African-American children, male kids, that they would even be in a detention center for children, or they would be at a state school, or they can come home, and then they get back in more trouble, and then they're back at state school. And sometimes at a certain age, they will keep them in state school till they turn 18, and then they send them to prison. Listen, it is designed that African-American male by the age of 21 be locked up in prison, not just imprisonment in the mind. I'm talking about imprisonment in the body. And not only that, or they're dead, right? So I know you guys may have seen, I know you got, most of you are in the radio broadcast is in St. Louis. And I know you guys probably have seen where this young guy, he killed his grandparents, his grandfather, grandmother, and the grandmother's sister. And I think it was his brother. And so I was just waiting to hear that what the age he was, because I already knew. And they said he's 21. See, that's the plan of the enemy. That's the attack of the enemy. But when God has given you a mandate or a burden, you have to pray against the bat. Okay, so he gave to me, he's a scraper of the male seed. Because he's trying to put them back into position. He's trying to take them back to where he gave them dominion and power. But somewhere they got bamboozled. They got hoodwinked. Listen here, I'm trying to tell you something. They got even got sideswiped by the strange woman. Yes, Lord. But God said he's bringing them up out of the strange woman's bed. And he's bringing them back home to their families. But now God has to prepare the wives. Because the wives have been through abandonment, right? He abandoned the family. The wife had to step up to the plate. Then you got, got the children. And so he has to come back in the manner which he gives the wife time to really heal. But God said after that, the family dynamic is getting ready to shift back to purpose. So God wants the men back into their home with their families because the enemy has come in and he's trying to change the trajectory of the African-American family. So we're going to go to, y'all bear with me, amen. Can y'all still hear me clearly? All right, glory to God. So proper clothing can tell what you're about, amen. So what you put on your body, it speaks for you, whether it's good, whether it's bad, indifferent or other. What you put on your body says a whole lot. Once you come into the knowledge of who you are in God, there should be a relationship so close with you and the Father where you ask him, Daddy, can I put this on and see what he tells? And if he says no, no is no. Or you should be in a relationship with him so close and so bonded that when you say you ought to feel something, if it's when you got it on, if it don't feel right, you ought to say, you ought to have a spirit of conviction. Amen. That lets you know you shouldn't put certain things on, right? Glory to God. So improper clothing can tell what you all about as well. Amen. So have y'all heard the cliche, you are what you wear? All right. And if I was to say that if I was to go to you know how they have those shows, models, when they're coming out first time, coming out the year, coming out with new designs or whatever. And I say, well, you are what you wear. They're going to agree. But you can agree to disagree, right? Because sometimes you just may be in your home and you just have on a T-shirt and some shorts, all right? And what's wrong with that? You at home. Now, I would say this, women, when you have children, the male children, you have to be very cautious of what you wear in front of your male children. I don't care if they are 16, 17, 18, you most definitely need to, watch what you wear. Be a modest apparel, all right? So, ladies, you never have to reveal your body to get a man. This is where I'm going tonight. You never have to reveal your body to get a man. As a lot of you, you're shaped well, and that's a blessing. But then there are some of you who have paid to have your shape to look like that. Amen. And all I'm going to say about it is you just have to pray that nothing leaks. You have to pray that there be no malfunction. Because after so many years, things begin to wear out. They begin to sunk in. It's just a whole lot of stuff. I am convinced that when God made us, the way he made us, that we are fearfully, we are wonderfully, marvelously made in God's image. And so the way that we are should be the way that God wants us to be. Amen. All right? So, whatever you're wearing, a man, because he's visual, men are visual. He will treat you based off of how he sees you in your dress. He will treat you based off of how he sees you in your dress. For an example, you going to a dinner party, and you have on a see-through down into your extremity. That he could very well look and see everything he needs to see. And then in your upper extremities, you have a see-through sheer, then you have on no bra. I was listening to Juanita Bynum on yesterday. It was just a little something that she did many years ago talking about the women don't want to wear bras. And I believe that in training, we as leaders, you need to train the floor monitors, those who work with you in ministry. When they come and they assisting you as a leader, whether you're traveling or you're at your home church, you should have a standard of what you want them to wear. All right, and for example, I always often tell them, now, if you're going to wear pants, I'm not trying to judge no pants, all right? Pants, I don't believe pants will keep you out of it. I play a part as far as your deliverance. Because if you focus on them and you're a male and you're looking at all of that, and your mind somewhere else, you're not trying to get for it. You're trying to get, Lord have mercy, we ain't going to be that wrong. All right, y'all ain't going to be mad at me tonight. But I am the troublemaker, so get mad. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, what you say about what you wear, amen, can be, you know, your garments, they can be tasteful or distasteful. Right? They can be tasteful or distasteful. Sometimes you can wear the right things every time. Have you ever been invited somewhere where there had been a governmental function or it had been a corporate function and you went overdressed, right? And when you got there, everybody was jeans and a t-shirt and you were dressed to kill. If, you know, we're going to use that for a better word, you were dressed to kill. And so when you got there, you felt ashamed. You were because you felt out of place, all right? But you know, how many of you know it's better to be dressed than not to be dressed? Amen. Hallelujah. Because you know how, you know, you see these women looking, and your dressing tells a lot about who you are. It tells about your attitude. It tells about your, you know, I'm serious. It tells who you are. Amen. So men say when a woman is showing off her breasts or her lower extremities, I did a poll where I polled several men, and then they said, you know, sometimes he said what we saw with the lower extremities made them want to get her in the bed because of what she had on. They wanted to get her in the bed because of her clothing. So clothing is a way women express themselves, right? I got to come to our defense. Clothing is a way we express ourselves. And no matter what a woman is wearing, it's never asked for anything to happen to her, you know, that could be, you know, detrimental to the body, mind, and soul. Just because she have on clothing, tight-fitted jeans, a t-shirt, I don't care. That's never a reason to rape her, right? Never a reason to rape her, right? So clothing tell a lot about a person, but it can be dangerous to judge people. Glory to God. It can be dangerous to judge people based on their clothing. All right? Amen. Sometimes your clothing can tell if you have values, right? And, or, you know, and it also definitely tells about your personality. A person wearing a suit tells you something different about them, right? It tells you more about when you see a man in a suit, you're looking at him. Okay, so you're saying, okay, he's a businessman. All right? All right, and so you like the way he looks, all right, he's a businessman. But if he put on a t-shirt and shorts, then you're going to say something different. You know, different clothing gives a different reaction. All right, so the way you dress is a window into the subconscious. The way you dress is a window into the subconscious. Amen. It allows a man on how to interpret the date. Do you not know when you're going out? The man is looking for you to be sharp from head to toe, right? And so, you know, sometimes they get let down because they're like, I just thought this woman was a dresser. You know, you got some men who just love to dress, and they like their counterparts to be likewise. Okay, so dressing well is a reflection of your personality. Who are you? Who are you? It also makes bonding with like-minded people easier. Dressing well can bring a lot of opportunities. So what are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying that you can dress so well to people, when you come on the scene, people will be asking or trying to seek after you. They'll be like, oh, listen, I got a position. Are you interested? And, you know, that may not even be your CEO or anything, but because you dress the part, you'll get opportunities. Sometimes just being in the right place at the right time can open up a major door by the way you dress or the lack thereof. You know, sometimes y'all, you know, go on these job interviews. You got to do better, people. Y'all got on jeans and a t-shirt, you know, hair all over your head. These guys got dreads hanging all down under their chin. The people can't even see your eyes, see your face. Come on here, somebody. You got to do better, amen, because what are you saying? You're talking about saying who you are. And most times that your way of dressing can show the employer, hey, that you don't shave, you don't. Anything, you don't keep your head neat. It's okay if you got dreads, but keep them neat. All right? Amen. So a well-kept woman will not put up with a man disrespecting her. Yeah, that's right. Most times they would think twice. It shows her that she likes nice things. When she's with a woman that's well kept, it looks, she shows that she likes nice things, and you know, that would either stop, you know, they would either make the men step up their game if they want to be, you know, with her, right? All right. So, you know, when women are well-dressed, well-kept, y'all call us bougie. Amen. Because they like to dress, or they like nice things, right? All right. And so sometimes you just got to look at it. They carry themselves in a way that people will respect them. All right. So, for example, all right, so you got this woman. She got on a house of tops. She got on David Ducks. They're not dupes, but they're ducks. Naturally, she's walking in, she's walking bow-legged. You just don't get the man's attention, let's be real. All right, but she have a lack of clothing, right? And so he's looking at her, and the way she's walking, it's showing him like, okay, she about that life instead of, you see what I'm saying? Your clothing can cause people to judge you, misjudge you. But listen, if they're misjudging you, what did you have on? You need to make sure that you put on the proper clothing. Women are gone. You have no right to go around here looking like a man, acting like butch. Amen. Because God didn't call you to be a butch. Amen. He didn't call you to be a lesbian. He called you to be a woman. Amen. And so you walk around here looking like a dude. And if anybody like me, I just can't. I'll be running from them like that. But anyway, it's not a funny matter, but it's serious. You know, as a woman or a man of God, there is a certain way. It is okay to put on clothes. You know, the church here in the last, I'm going to say 10 years, that's a decade, they have not really been dressing up. Everybody is laid back. Now, the elderly people, they're just laid back. Everything is laid back, in other religions. But then, you know, the Church of God in Christ, they're going to still put on the big hats, yada, yada, yada. And so what is it? What's going on, women? What's going on, men? That you feel like you can just come to God's church with jeans on. You got holes everywhere. Men, I saw a man with some holes right in the lower extremity. I'm telling you, it is horrible. And didn't have on no underwear. You know, what are we doing? But we say we men and women of God. You think that you swinging that thing in my face, I want to see that and let you pray for me? The devil is a liar. You got to be sick in the mind if you think you're going to pray for me looking like that. And you say, well, you're judging the apostle. He could be anointed. He could be anointed, but right now he needs some sin. All right? You got to have wisdom, the wisdom of God. Amen. Glory to God. All right? So I'm going to let Prophet come on with me tonight. I'm going to just leave y'all alone for a minute. Amen. Because I didn't know. I'm glad he came on with me. Listen, you guys, she may open up all the phone lines. I need for you to be quiet. You know, mute your phones. I'm going to ask Prophet Darius's phone that he opens his come off of mute. And Dr. Kimmy Kim, could you go ahead and bring him up? Amen. For me. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring him up. Open up the phone lines. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. You know, usually at 6:45 is when I stop and start prophesying. But I just want y'all to understand, you know, God is looking at how we carry ourselves. How can we teach the next generation tell them what to do, how to do? We're not showing them anything. Because why? We looking like the world. You know, I'm being honest. We got to stop looking like Satan and look how God wants us to look. I'm not telling you you got to go buy some new jeans. But if you got some jeans, iron them, all right? Just don't wear them and they wrinkle from the top to the bottom. Present yourself. Amen. Even when we going out to witness, we have to look decent. Let your T-shirt be iron. Represent God well. Y'all are a bad representation of the Father because you're saying, well, this is what the world looks like, and so we can do it too. No, we can't. There is a difference. Amen. There's a difference. And so we need to make sure that we, you know, have respect for ourselves. Amen. Amen. And others. I mean, you know, you talk about, well, you say they got piercings and they're anointed. Yes, they are. But listen, even then, when they come in, you know, sometimes you can't beat nobody down because they don't have a skirt. for an example, and some, you know how the old other mothers, I'm going to say the older mothers in other churches, they, when the girls didn't have on a long enough skirt, they throw the, you know, the cover around them. Well, I would suggest that you go buy them skirts. If they've been coming to the church now, they will eventually get it, but sometimes they don't have it to wear, all right? And if they don't have it to wear, you don't talk about it. Go be about it. Go get them something to wear. I'm so sick of you self-righteous women and men always talking about the young folks, but you ain't. What are you doing to educate them? What are you doing to give them opportunities? What are you doing? You're doing nothing but running your mouth, and that does not help. It does not help the situation, all right? So we're going to go right quickly. I can't give you the number, but Dr. Kim, can you open up the phone lines real quick for me, please? All right, let me know when they're open. Amen. So we're going to bring Prophet Darius up right about in a minute. Amen. I thank God. He said, I want to be on, but I'm glad you're on. He's at work in Mexico. All right. Now I want everybody to phone muted, but he. Okay. Prophet, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. How you doing?
All is well. Can you... How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Amen. We can have you on tonight. So come on in and just dialogue with me a little bit. Amen. And we'll get to another part, you know, about the clothing. I do understand, man of God, that, you know, our younger generation, you know, they wear what they wear. I'm not knocking that. That's not my issue. My issue is, well, you know, when we're having deliverance service and the floor monitors, they come with very, very tight clothing. I also tell them, don't put on anything that you can't bend in, because you're going to get on the floor if you're a part of the floor ministry, right? And so, you know, people get I've had some to leave the church because one of the ministers said, your sisters are out. Told them, one of the ladies, she said, your sisters are out. And the pastor told us never to wear clothing where when you come, your sisters are already sitting out, and when you've been over, the men can look right into your bride. So what is your take on that on tonight?
Just that in particular, what you just said, I'm going to be honest. I'm actually wild that I've heard tonight the things that you have given as examples. I'm actually blown out of the water. I want to first of all say, how you doing, people of God, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I didn't want to be rude and not speak to you guys, so I wanted to do that. But I am actually wild at the teachings. These topics are extremely needed and necessary for this time that we're living in the body of Christ. Because just to give, you know, the people of God who don't know me, a little bit background, and it'll be brief. Just I came out of the streets and stuff, you know, in the urban lifestyle, you know, selling the drugs and stuff, you know, in the club scenery, you know, stuff like that. So, and dressing has always been my thing, and I kind of, you know, dressed in street attire and stuff like that, but. Even though I came from that lifestyle, I actually agree with everything that has been said here tonight. And even though I do still, I don't dress like, you know, the normal, like you could really catch me on a regular day sometime and not even probably would take me as a man of God, be laid back. And sometimes I like to go undetected, you know, and then you know, it's just fun sometimes, you know, to just, you know, just be ready and on standby, you know, undetected sometimes, you know, and just allow people to be wild in a way where it's like, man, I didn't expect, you know, this to happen through this particular person. He didn't look like he would be the one that would come and help us, you know, when this situation occurred at the restaurant or something like that. We got all those tattoos on him, you know, and stuff like that. So he didn't look like the one that would have the anointing of the power of God in it, but as the woman of God was stating, there are some people who came from those previous lifestyles who God has really chosen to put his seal and mark of approval on. And so I just kind of like, I like that as a form of a curveball to the religious mindset to show them, hey, Peter, who can forbid, you know, those from coming in whom God has accepted? So in that regard, you know, I really appreciate it. But woman of God, to get to your question, to indirectly answer it, because I'm so excited, is I would love for when I have, I'm going to just say it like this. I know who to call on and bring in when I need this type of training to help establish leaders in my ministry, because this is some amazing teaching.
Man, to God be the
and
glory.
And I'll say that and give it back over to you.
Oh, no, we're going to dialogue this. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. It's just the fact that you guys, it's not that as leaders we want to tell you what to wear. I cannot go in your closet. I can't looking at the candy shopping, that, you know, window shopping. I mean, I can't do that. But what I can say is, if you're going to work the floor, if you're going to work the altar, if you're going to work assist the people, whether it be ushering greeter, you know, of any of that magnitude, you need to be of modest appearance. You never know when you have to get on that floor with Peter. You never know. So, you know, you can't, you know, we're trying to go save. We don't want them to be looking at your body to the point and they started out thinking, thank. And next thing you know, they done came out of the spirit because they're looking at you. You know what I'm saying? So that's another response. So, wear the proper clothing because it tells a lot about you. Now, y'all hear me now? They saying I sound like I'm on tour.
Yeah, it's breaking up real bad. I was wondering, was it just me because of the area?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. I heard it real clear.
Okay, so you know, there are a lot of people who were doing things before they got saved. So you mean to tell me that they can't walk out their salvation and do everything God told them to do because they have tattoos? Come on, y'all, be for real. So you mean to tell me you want them to come to church with makeup on their tattoos just so that they can please man? What about pleasing God? Amen. And if a person can't understand that you are delivered, you're not the same person, but you are a new creation. Well, bump them. Bump them. Glory to God. Get away from these folks. You need to get out of these churches that hold you hostage, that hold your gifts, your talents hostage, that are not trying to push you into purpose. Y'all sit there and rot. Sit there and rot. You're not growing nowhere. I love to pray. But pray, honey. Pray your way up out of there. Amen. Come on, sir. Talk to it.
Wow.
I'm back at you, Prophet.
Okay, I can hear you.
Amen. So talk to us from that standpoint where people, and let me say this, people have gotten saved now, but they already had it. But now once you know better, you do better. You know what I'm saying? Don't judge them because of that. But here's the thing that I get thrown in my face. Well, now they still get tattoos. And how you let them go forth and they still get tattoos? Well, look, I'm not God. I'm not Yahweh. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's up to him, whomever he chooses. Y'all got to stop. Listen, stop trying to be so judgmental, because if I looked at your life, I could find some things that I would be like, well, why is God using you? Amen. So talk to us from that standpoint of people who have gotten, who had the tattoos before they got delivered. And now, share with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just finna ask you to just kind of steer it in a more specific direction. Is it a specific question that you would ask in that area?
Well, the question is, because it was thrown at me, because there was a couple of people who were tatted before they came into the ministry, and as I'm saying right now, I'm not going to judge their tattoos, right? That's a part of their past, but we don't want to keep throwing their past in their face, because there's now caused no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, so we can't keep doing that, all right? So then now one of the persons got a new they're getting more tattoos and getting the sleeves, they're getting it up the legs. So I heard somebody say, well, you're not saved getting all those tattoos. So my question is it lawful, or is it okay for saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled people to get tattoos?
I would say it is, because I've seen a lot of anointed people do that. However, I do believe that is more of the work of the flesh, and I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't promote it. If I did do it, it'd be in secret, and I wouldn't display that before people to promote that type of behavior, because that is a thing in our culture and our faith, rather, you know, to where, you know, we believe that believers shouldn't be doing that type of stuff, you know.
Right.
Shouldn't be marking the body and, you know, stuff like that, cutting the body for the dead and all of that kind of stuff like that. I've even seen demon spirits connected to tattoos. I've seen spirits that are binding through legal rights because of a certain particular tattoo. That one tattoo that you stepped out on and did in the flesh, then paid you, then bought you a demon, and it brought a form of bondage to your life that you didn't know, you know, unknowingly. You thinking it's just cool and all of this type of stuff like that, but actually it was connected to the spirit realm. So I definitely would forbid that. I wouldn't do it at all. It's too risky.
Yes, it is, and that's the thing. They think that, well, I can get away with it. God will forgive me. But listen, we got to stop all this willful sinning. Man of God, I see it
a lot.
I see it a lot where people, they're filled now, but they still sin. And I'm talking about willfully sinning and knowing God is not in agreement with that. So what do you say to them?
That's kind of broad to me, for me. Tells us to do things that are edifying to do all things unto the Lord. So I feel like when it comes to decisions like that, we should really go back to that old thing, WWJD. What would Jesus do? Is it pleasing the Lord? Is this glorifying Christ biblically? Because a lot of people try to get godly tattoos, such as crosses and scriptures and things of that nature, and say that, you know, that they want to be, I guess, like a walking billboard, or, you know, a sign of witnessing or whatever, to profess they inward conversion, you know, by putting ink on their body. But that's not a justifiable reason biblically to do that.
Amen.
Yeah, so
I definitely agree.
Yeah, I would say me personally, I'm all about, number one, walking in love. Like
Amen.
Paul said, if my brother got a problem with me, even though I know that me eating this food, sacrifice to these idols, ain't going to bother me. But if they have an issue with it, because I know it ain't nothing but one God, but if they have an issue with it, I ain't going to do it. And why should we who – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, because – and you were right about it, because here's the thing. Just for an example, okay, you had a function that is like a wedding. It's a celebration, and you got wine. But then there's a man there who, well, he was an ex-alcoholic. And so would you rather not have the wine and just have it, and then he'll have a taste for it, and he'll drink it and go all the way back? Or would you just do away with the wine? Because you don't want to offend anybody's walk with God.
Yeah,
you know, because we may not have the same thing that, you know, we may not be going through the same thing, but if his walk, whatever that person's walk is, you don't want to offend them in it, so you just don't do it.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So this one scripture, y'all, can, I'm going to leave this scripture with y'all, and that's the Leviticus, what he was talking about, Leviticus 19 and 28, that you should not make gashes in your flesh or the dead or incise any marks on yourselves. So when people are cutting themselves, and I'm talking about for those of you who are at the point of you got these spirits speaking in your mind, they tormenting you, these demons, demonic world, you know, when you start cutting your skin, trying to kill yourself, amen, that is what this is also talking about, making marks on insight is just nothing but a cut and marks on yourself. Listen, that is not God. It's not his will. Amen. And so we're going to have to do it God's way. It's either his way or no way, right? So let's get right. And I mean, we got to stay right, though. We can't keep willfully sinning. Amen. The same thing. You know, every morning you pray about it. Every night you pray. But then you get right back up the same morning doing the same thing that you do. So don't you know God, listen, grace and mercy is wearing thin. And it's not going to abide with you all this time, so you need to get it right. Amen. Need to get it right. So right now, Prophet, we're going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to minister to a few of the people. Amen. When we open up these lines. So listen, I want you guys to stay on mute if he has everybody open. But, you know, go one at a time. Let us know your opinion state that you're chiming in from. Amen. And if you have a prayer request, you can go ahead and give it to us. Amen. All right. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
This is Jemiah Hunter calling from Mobile, Alabama.
Woo-hoo! Amen.
All right, Mobile. Hallelujah.
I want to let y'all know that I enjoyed this show last week and this week.
Amen.
Wow.
Go ahead, my man of God. You have a prayer request, woman of God?
No, just keep me lifted in prayer. That's all.
Amen. We shall do it. We shall do it. Glory to God. And being an usher, being a person that has done everything in the church, you definitely know the way, you know, that we talk about dressing and stuff. We've seen people backwards and forwards doing a lot of, you know, different things. But it's just right to be right, y'all. You know what I mean? And that way you save yourself from being embarrassed. Amen. Because if you got to go down and then your britches split, you won't be embarrassed.
Mm.
So make sure you got plenty of room. If you got pants, don't put on some. Make sure you got room in them. Lord, it's tough. Amen. Well, listen, we thank you for tuning in on tonight. Meet me back next week. Amen.
Amen. Same time, same
station.
Love y'all.
That's it. All right. Love you more. God bless. Good evening, calling you on the air with the apostle and the prophet.
Glory.
Good evening, Mom. This is Ronnie calling from Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
How you doing tonight?
All is well. How are you?
Hello.
I'm good. Hello. How are you? I enjoyed the word on tonight. Just wanted to say it was a good one.
It really was.
All right.
Wow.
Yes, it teaches us a lot.
Amen. Glory to God.
Wow.
on Prophet. You have anything you want to say to him?
I'm just enjoying you guys. I mean, I honestly didn't expect to get on here and really enjoy the way that I did, to be honest with you. You know, I didn't, and I mean, it's just real juicy. It's just real juicy.
All
right, go ahead. I'm listening. You know, I'm learning. Yeah.
Amen.
This is keeping it real
with the apostle.
Yeah, and it's just anointed teaching. It's good anointed biblical sound teaching. And I want to insert this too, like, because reason why I'm doing this, because I want them to know that, like, I'm a young man of God, but I really, and I ain't religious. I ain't grow up in the church, and I really see the things that she's saying, and I agree with it. Like, you know, a lot of women in ministry now, you know, they really is kind of getting off track with this dressing. A men too, you know, but I'm just saying, some of the women, you know, I be seeing them, and they powerful women, got the potential to be, man, so great, but I don't know why, you know, they just look like a bunch of divas, you know, I'm not even a religious person, but I really feel like a lot of the stuff that we see, and I'm trying to, you know, be light, walk light. I don't want to offend anybody. It's not for the pulpit, and we have not allowed Christ to fully deal with the whole man. A lot of us that got saved, but we still have the ways of the world. If we just
all right now,
we haven't put down the fullness of the dress code and the desires and the self gratifications of the world. You know,
amen.
Like I like jewelry. I'm a big jewelry. I love gold. I love gold watches, rings, and I still do wear that stuff. But in certain places, man, I take that off because I don't want to be shining too much. I don't want to be looking like I need deliverance, because I know this is a pure place. I know I'm coming from a pure place. I know I'm a holy man of God. I live clean. You know what I'm saying? I stand for what's right. You know, but to some people, that can look like, man, you need, you know, this ain't what that is. And so for a lot of women, I see them preaching and stuff. Their nails be super long. You know, they dress is super tight. They look like, you know, somebody that's supposed to be in a magazine. They super fine. They too fine in the pulpit. You know what I'm saying? And
my God,
it's just not cool. You know, it's just ain't. You know, we got a lot of young women that we trying to raise up in the faith. Got to be an example for these young ladies.
Yeah,
it's just a way to do it where you still can look good. But you can do that in a way where you ain't sexy, looking like, you know what I'm saying, you trying to seduce, you know, you looking for a man, you know, like you begging
right.
for attention with it. It's a way to be beautiful and modest, you know.
That's right.
So anyway, that's just my heart. I'm just talking, y'all. Now we talking, right?
Yeah, we dialogue.
Yeah.
Amen.
We
well, listen, woman of God, you stay encouraged. Amen, because God is doing what he said he was going to do. And I look forward to hearing you in the morning. Amen. Amen. On the prayer line. God bless you.
God bless you. I love you.
I accept. Love you more. Good evening, Colin. You're on the air with the apostle and the prophet.
Good evening. Good evening. Blessings upon blessings. This is Minister KB from the Brookhaven location, and I appreciate
Woo-hoo!
That word on tonight. We learn better, we do better. I thank you, Jesus.
Hey, come
I
on
just
now.
Want to do better.
Come on,
right?
Come on.
Thank you for that word on tonight.
On,
hallelujah. Amen. That's the fireball right there. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, like I told y'all, I've had people to leave the church because one was corrected about, you know, the apostle taught us not to wear blouses with your sisters out. And she really got offended. But you know what, though? I believe that because I think you had to be offended way before then. For somebody to tell you about your blouse and you get offended and leave the church, baby, you was ready to go. You didn't come there to stay nowhere. You didn't even come to learn nothing. You know, and that's why we have to be so very careful as leaders, because I know a lot of y'all are listening, and those that will come back by replay. As leaders, we have to be so careful when people join the ministry. And then they say, well, the Lord sent me over here for a season. Well, baby, your season is short, and so therefore I won't be pouring into you because I know that you're getting ready to leave. You know, I already told me. You got to pay attention. And so when they say for a season, they already let you know I'm coming, I'm stopping by, this is a pit stop. Amen. I'm trying to get what I came here for, and then I got to go. So you really can't be a relationship on stuff like that. You can't, because you don't never know when the person is going to up and leave. You know what I'm saying? So it's sort of hard to train and teach someone who is already letting you know they're not going to be there before a little bit. So we thank the Lord. Listen, we thank God for you tuning in tonight. Mississippi is represented. Amen. We got Mississippi, Texas, Alabama. Hallelujah. We love the Lord on tonight. We love you as well. Keep on talking, woman of God. Keep doing what God has called you to do. And I'm
yes,
telling
Lord.
You, it's showing. It's showing. It
Amen.
Is showing.
Amen.
I'm telling you,
that's
going to be a performance. When we do what we're supposed
Come
to
on.
Do, that's going to be a performance.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now I'm excited about it. Hallelujah.
I receive that, and I thank you. God bless you on tonight. God bless folks.
Amen.
We thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Amen. Good evening, Colin. You're on the air with the apostle. I know I'm over time. I'm not over time. Because, you know, I had started out, she gave me an hour and 30 minutes, but I'm just trying to just speak to you guys briefly. So maybe the next week we can have these numbers through the roof. Amen. And I may get the prophet back on. Amen. And we do something totally different. You know, I'll blow y'all minds. Amen. With something. Amen. Good evening, Carl. You're on the air with the apostle and the prophet.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter and the prophet. This is Minister
Hello.
M from Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Woo-hoo!
I just want to
God
say I enjoyed the word
God
on tonight and everything that the man of God was saying, and you, Apostle Hunter. Yes, women, we not going in the pulpit to save sex. We going in the pulpit to
My
try
God.
To save souls. And then you in the pulpit with your short dress on and your red bottoms heels on, you looking for a man to take the bed or a woman to take the bed, and that ain't gonna get nobody's soul saved. So it's time out for the women to come in the pulpit with their short dresses on. Hey, we can look sexy at home with our husband,
come
not
on.
Inside the pulpit.
Come on.
That's just
come
my
on
take
now.
On it.
That's good now. I like it.
Yes, Lord. Real good. God bless you.
Yeah, that's good.
Bless you. But sir, you got anything to say to her? I yield the mic to you, sir.
Me, woman of God, or was it someone else? I didn't catch
Joe, you. I was trying to see if you had anything to say to her. Yes, sir.
Oh, I just was agreeing with what she said. That was
okay.
Awesome. That was awesome.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in, woman of God. Be steadfast, unmovable, always about
Amen.
The word of the Lord, because your labor is not in vain. That is the word
Amen.
Of the Lord for you on tonight. Let it marinate,
Amen.
Let it sit. Amen.
Yes.
And yeah, my God, thank you right now.
Thank
I'm
you. I receive that
I'm,
word.
I'm a,
yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I love both of you guys. Yeah,
we love you,
Lord.
Thank you. We accept. Amen. Good evening, caller. I think I may take one more caller. So good evening, caller. We're on the air with the apostle and the prophet.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister Carter from Mobile, Alabama.
Woo-hoo!
All right, Mobile.
In the house. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Amen. You've been MIA, but we thank God for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Feeling a little Hallelujah. Better. Feeling a little better.
You sound better. A whole lot better. Amen.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Ma'am.
The healing virtue of God. Amen.
Yes,
I'm telling you, just you have to
thank
bask
you.
In the healing. Amen. And God is doing
yes.
it. Amen. God has given you so many signs, woman of God. I hope that you have been paying close attention to the signs. And as I talk about strategies, we got to use strategies in order to, you know, always be victorious against the enemy. And so, I was just watching a couple of things, just talking. I'm talking about some things that I'm watching in your life, and I'm just seeing how the Lord is. It's just blowing my mind. How he's trying to show you this and show you that. And so, you know what, though? Your faith walk. I'm telling you, when you walk out on faith, when you step out in faith and on faith, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
It's going to be a brand new day. So I'm looking forward to seeing that day for you. I believe that the Lord is impressing upon your heart now, even the more that your time is up at that place. Amen. Your time is up.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing else you can do. There's nothing else, you know what I'm saying? You've done all that you can do. You've given them your best shot, so now it's time to go and give God your best shot. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I receive it.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you now. Have
amen.
A good night.
Love you more.
All right, God bless you. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle and the prophet.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle, Sister Apostle Hunter. Good evening, Prophet.
Good evening,
Admiral
my brother.
Jones.
How you doing, man?
I'm fine. How you doing yourself?
Awesome, awesome, man.
I'm LeBaron Jones from Mobile, Alabama location, member of Fold Forum Ministry.
Man.
And I would just love to say I enjoyed the show. This is actually my first time really getting on and listening to the show, but I enjoyed the show.
Wow.
And just want you guys to stay motivated and keep pushing and striving further in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Prophet Jones. Amen. Officer Jones, listen, Sergeant Jones. Amen. You know, I didn't tell you men of God, but I thank God he had placed, looked like it was three officers. Well, I'm calling them officers, but they got one detective, one sergeant, you know what I mean? They were just coming to the church, my God. And so, Prophet Jones is, I birthed that young man. He's a young man like yourself. Amen. I think y'all may be around the same age. Amen.
Okay.
And it's funny. It's ironic. Amen. But I was telling him, Prophet, I was telling him about you. Amen. And so I just thank God that he was able to get on, you know, on this broadcast on tonight. Amen. And I'm excited about what God want to do in your life, man of God. I'm real deal excited. But I'm also want to tell you how proud I am, a proud mother, to see you. You're breaking through barriers that, you know, just had you, you know, like hostage or was holding you, that was a resistance. But now I'm seeing you caught me, you named them, and now you're facing them, and now you're tearing that wall down. So I just want you to know how proud I am of you on tonight. And I just thank God for you. As you are encouraging us, we want to encourage you. Amen. Man of God, Prophet, you got something you want to speak to him?
No, ma'am. I just want to say nice to meet you, my brother. And stay connected, man.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely, I will do that. And thank you, Mama. It's because of you. You're one of the reasons why you speak so much, so highly. You're constantly motivating me, even though it may seem like I don't pay attention sometimes. You definitely motivate me. And if I had never walked into your life all those years ago and happened to hear you, see you, watch you, I would have never thrived or pushed to push that getting closer to the Lord.
Yeah, isn't that something to put? I don't know why y'all trying to mess me up and have me crying and stuff. No, I'm a crybaby. Lord,
come
Jesus.
On now.
But you know what? I thank you, son. I mean, you know, it's good. Give me my flowers where I can smell and where I
come
can see your
Benjamins. Right
yeah.
there. Come on.
Let me speak. Let me spin them Benjamins. Yes, Lord. I don't want to go. I don't want y'all putting no flowers and stuff. I don't need that then, honey. Just know I'm resting and waiting on God to come. I said, Lord, you know, man of God, there are people that don't believe in the rapture. What about you? You believe in the rapture?
Me?
Yes.
I actually had read a post like that the other day from one of the brothers. I didn't expect it. I actually do. And the reason why I do is because I've had pretty apocalyptic type visions and stuff where the rapture was a reality in my dream. But biblically, one of the reasons why I do is because Paul said that God was not going to punish the righteous along with it.
Right
and
now.
So, I do. But then sometimes there are times where I kind of just be like, you know, if the Lord don't, you know, then I'm just gonna live ready to go through whatever tribulation.
Right.
But it's a scripture in Thessalonians where Paul kind of makes mention where you could kind of seem like sense like, you know, he's actually speaking of being caught away.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I got it right here.
Yeah.
There's two scriptures in Thessalonians.
Wow.
1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verse 16 reads, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." And we know that all that remain, we'll talk about the remaining part. Now, okay, then verse 17 says, "Then we," I love this scripture, "which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." So that right there lets me know that I ain't got to go in the ground to see God. I can be caught up. Amen. And that's what the rapture
100%.
Is being caught up.
Yeah.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah,
so I know you, Mr. Jones, I know you all believe in the rapture.
Yes. That's a matter of fact, the Bible calls rapture. That's one of the blessed hopes, tower of faith, is being caught away. And then what about the parable with the virgins?
Right.
I think that one also fits that catching away, that being prepared,
right,
because we not know when the Lord will come.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Minister Jones, is there anything else you want to say, sir?
To touch on that whole thing about the rapture, I definitely believe in the rapture. Most
I
definitely. that's my subject. Anything apocalyptic, that book of Revelation, that's my
that's
baby.
That's your heart. Yeah. Yes, Lord. And yes, it is. And this thing right here, when in Luke 17:34 says, "I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, and one shall be taken and the other shall be left." Y'all get it? So, and then we ain't talking about them having sex. We talking about how God, you know, will rapture. Just like if you driving in the car, there shall be two people in the car. One going to be taken. If the driver be the one to get raptured, and you sitting over there, you better try to grab the wheel. Because one got to go. Amen. And one has to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. Amen. Well, listen, son, I thank you for tuning in with me. This is your very first time. Amen. And we can also, y'all can go back on replay to listen to this radio broadcast. It should be ready tomorrow. You can watch it off my page. Well, you go click it on my page. The producer, she posted it the next day, maybe Wednesday. No later than Thursday is there. And you just go hit the button, and it'll take you right over to this segment. Amen. It's recorded, so you'll be able to hear it for those who miss it. Amen. So listen, you guys, I'm going to take – I said that you would be the last caller. Amen. And I'm going to take one more call. But, you know, we have a lot of people that are sitting and listening, and they don't ever say anything. So this is the last call, for real, for real. All right. Good evening. Call again. You're on the air with the apostle and the prophet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you know, we don't like to waste any time, no radio time. Amen. Well, listen, great people. Listen, I have thoroughly enjoyed tonight being here with you, your host, with the most. Amen. And then having another prophet of God to come in. Amen. His first time as well. My other son's first time as well. Oh, man, I'm in the company of the prophets. We got to stay right here, right here, right here. Amen. So, listen, I want y'all to do me a favor. I want you to call everybody on next week. Let them know that I'm going to be here the same Jesus time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the same Jesus station. Listen, I love you guys with the love of the Lord. Listen, Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real, and I'm out of here. Shalom.
The deep.